Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We have some introductions to make today of new exciting people at the seminary, or I guess one person today.
Who starts their first day on a Friday?
I don't. Some people do, apparently.
There's a lot of strange things about this.
So. Yeah, it's happy new place of work day. We have the new, as of today, in your new position, the new provost of Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, Reverend Dr. Douglas Rutt. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And a lot of people may know you from Lutheran Hour Ministries, since that's what you have been doing for a bit of time.
Yes, for the past 8 years, I've been serving as the executive director of the International Division for Lutheran Hour Ministries, which has just been an incredible experience for me, and just something that I thought I would be there for a long time into the future as well. However, it seems that that God has other plans in store for me, so I'm really honored to have been called and have been able to accept the position to serve as provost at Concordia Seminary.
Yeah, and you have, we go to the same church, so I know a little bit.
So you have the inside scoop.
I have a little bit of inside information. But your journey to where you ended up most recently at Lutheran Hour is quite interesting, I think, anyway. a lot of international service.
Yeah, we started out when I finished, actually even on our vicarage, and when I finished seminary as missionaries to Latin America. Mm-hmm. We lived and worked in Guatemala for several years, and then I worked with our board for missions here in St. Louis in this building at the IC for a few years as the area counselor for Latin America in those days, and so I've had a lot of experience internationally. I've also served a little bit of parish time here in the United States. It doesn't sound right, but served a parish in southwestern Minnesota for 3.5 years, which was a great experience, and then also taught at the seminary in Fort Wayne for a total of 12 years, so I've had both those kinds of things going on. That is serving in missions and ministry, as well as in the academic area.
There's one area you haven't mentioned that's in my notes here that I have to ask about.
Oh, boy.
It says pilot in the notes.
I did write that down.
Yeah, when I was in high school, I got my private license and then continued to train, and that was going to be my career path. That's what I was thinking at the time, and flew for a few years commercially for doing flight instruction and what we call air taxi flying. I flew for a company for a couple of years, but was called into the ministry and pretty much left that behind at that time, although I still enjoy aviation a lot, and I still you know, once in a while we'll go up with an instructor. I'm really not current to be on my own anymore.
What are you looking forward to most at Concordia Seminary? First day as provost, right?
This is true. Well, I think, you know, always the most exciting thing is really to have that interaction with students, and I really look forward to getting to know the students here at the seminary. I was over there on Tuesday evening, and there were 68 SMP students on campus, and I got a chance to meet a number of those. They had a kind of a meet and greet. But I'm really looking forward to meeting the students at all levels, those that are in the ministerial preparation programs, as well as those who are in the graduate school or a school of advanced studies, and just to see how they are looking forward to their ministries and to encourage them and strengthen them as they prepare to go out into ministry in our world today.
So this title of provost, it's at universities, I think. Concordia Chicago has one.
We did one while I was there.
I'm pretty sure there still is one. But I never actually asked anybody what it meant. I was just like, oh, yeah, that's the provost.
What's a provost?
It's cool. What does a provost actually do?
Well, aside from sound like a sandwich.
Provolone, but that's a cheese.
The provost is the person at the seminary that's basically responsible for all of the academic programs. So anything that has to do with academics is under the area of responsibility of the provost. And so that includes the faculty, the educational programs, the advanced studies programs, the library, academic publications, and a number of things. Anything that has to do with academics is under the purview of the provost, and that will now include recruitment of students, which is a big challenge for the seminary right now, for all seminaries.
So is it nice to come back to the seminary, having been... You were a student at seminary. Did you study here in St. Louis?
No, actually, I'm a graduate from Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne. And as I mentioned before, taught on the faculty there for 12 years. So this is really, I'm looking forward to it. I've had a lot of interaction with colleagues here at this seminary. But, you know, it's a different place, a little bit of a different culture. And I'm really looking forward to that.
What do you think will be most challenging for seminary students, for seminarians today? Whether it's here at Concordia St. Louis, Concordia Theological Seminary, what do you think is going to be most challenging for them?
Well, there's so many challenges, and the ministry really is very challenging today, and we need people to be really well prepared. Deaconesses, pastors, teachers, DCEs, etc., all need to be really prepared for the world that we're ministering in today. And there's been so many cultural shifts that have taken place in the last few years that I think provide a lot of challenges. But I think probably one of the biggest challenges is really for us to understand that we live in a little bit of a different world. The Christian church does not have the same position of, I don't know if you'd say priority or privilege that it has had, you know, in years gone by in our society and culture. And so I think it's a great opportunity, but it's also a realization that we have to come to as we carry out our ministry and carry out our work of making the gospel known to so many people who are in need of the message of God's love.
So you have a very wide-ranging background from, I mean, you do have pilot experience, which I think is super cool. But, you know, serving overseas, having international experience, being at Fort Wayne and now at St. Louis, how do you think all of this wide-ranging experience is going to serve you in this position as you serve at the university, at the seminary?
Well, you know, God gives people different kinds of experiences and gifts. And I think for me, it's simply going to help me probably see things from a little bit of a different approach or a different perspective than maybe someone. And I really honor and respect the faculty members. Some of them have been there for 25, 30, 35 years mm-hmm. or more. And I respect that constant service that they have provided to our church in preparing pastors and deaconesses and others for service in the church. But I think also having been around a little bit, it makes me think about things from the perspective of how is this playing out around the world, for example. There's a tremendous explosion of Christianity in other parts of the world, and mm-hmm. it's important for us to remember that we are not the center of the universe, but there's a lot of mm-hmm. there's a lot of yeah. great stuff, and Christianity is exploding in especially like in Africa, and so I think we have an important role in all of that, and so I just probably will be able to bring those things also to the fore as we have discussions with the faculty and with Dr. Meyer and the others, the Board of Regents, as we continue to plan for the future.
Any interaction with other seminaries as well? You mentioned, you know, Lutherans and the church growing in Africa and other parts of the world. Do you see that as part of the future too, interacting with other seminaries and others around the world?
I would say by all means. Certainly we have a close and really good working relationship with our sister seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And in fact, one of the first things I've seen in an email recently was the scheduling of a meeting between myself and my counterpart at the seminary in Fort Wayne. And so that's a really good relationship. But also around the world, there already have been a lot of contacts, and faculty members from here have gone to different places to help and to serve and to teach. And but I see that it will continue to expand and be really a great opportunity, I think, for us. And also for us to learn things from those Christians in other
right,
parts of the
yeah.
world.
Absolutely. We have just about a minute left. I know you didn't have to move to St. Louis for this job, but is this transition exciting for your family?
Oh, I think it's exciting for them. We didn't move. We've already been living here. So,
sure, yeah.
Right, so I think they're looking forward to it. It's a little bit of a change of pace. I've been doing a lot of international travel, and been gone a lot this spring, was especially grueling, which was a very exciting. I love it. But at the same time, I think they're looking forward to having me around a little bit more.
So first day as provost, we're honored to have you in studio today.
Thank you for
making us a part of your first day. Hopefully it's a memorable one. Thanks for being our guest here on the Coffee Hour. Dr. Douglas Rutt, he's a new provost at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis, formerly with Lutheran Hour Ministries and a whole host of other ways that you've served the church. Thanks for your service and thanks for making us a part of your first day.
It's my pleasure.
Coming up next week, we've got a variety of things, and the Independence Day coming up next week. I just turned off
your mic. You turned my mic off.
Wrong.
I'm not done yet.
Wrong microphone.
July 4th next week.
July 4th. And
holiday.
I'll be out a little bit next week.
You will. I won't. I'll be here.
You'll be here.
All week, anything, except Wednesday.
Anything exciting on your list? You're still working on that for next week.
I mean, bike riding. Obviously.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.